We often tie the civil rights movement to the struggle of African Americans to obtain equal rights and equal access in this country. A trip to this Texas town will reveal how that process played out for another group of Americans. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When we think of the days of segregation and civil rights, we often recall the struggle of African Americans to gain equality. Here at Marfa, Texas, Gretel Ank shares how that story impacted another group of people.
All across Texas and the borderlands of the South, people of Mexican descent have long been discriminated against in all kinds of facets of life, whether it's communities and areas of communities where they could live, jobs that they could take, even businesses that they could frequent. And it played out here in our school as well.
While linked to the civil rights movement, there were differences.
It was a little bit different than the segregation of African American students because that was by law. And the practice of separating and segregating Mexican Americans was what we call de facto segregation. It happened everywhere, but it wasn't because laws created it. It was that laws looked the other way.
Marfa has what was referred to as an Anglo school and also the Blackwell School for Hispanic students. The latter was larger, with over 600 students in the 30s and 40s. But it was much bigger than just a place to gain an education.
It wasn't only the school, but it was also a real community center for the Hispanic community. Because they were not allowed or, you know, by preference, because of segregation and discrimination, not interested in being a part of other social entities in town.
The Blackwell School remains, today, a National Historic Site. In fact, it is an important museum with quite a story. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. In Marfa, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.